This is Shannon Reeves, your mortgage angel. With mortgage rates at all-time lows, I thought today would be the perfect opportunity to talk to you about what determines your specific mortgage rate. I recently had a client that locked their interest rate with me. When we hung up the phone, he immediately emailed me several advertised rates that he had found on various websites. Certainly, he was not happy because he was finding the rates advertised on these websites were slightly lower than the rate that I had locked him in at. I explained to him that the rates that he was seeing advertised on these other websites are what's called best execution rates. A best execution rate is typically based on a credit score of at least 740 or higher, a loan-to-value of 80% or less, and a 30-day lock period. It just so happened that this particular borrower had a credit score of 708, his loan-to-value was 95%, and we had locked him at 60 days. That was not exactly an apples-to-apples comparison he was getting. Don't be misled by rates you see advertised on websites, and always be sure to read the fine print. You may even find that sometimes those low, low rates that are advertised come with a hefty origination fee. And this is Shannon Reeves, your mortgage angel.
And we're back on the Financial Safari once again with John Kelly, your local financial coach right there in the Chicago area. If you need help putting together a financial plan or taking a second look at your existing plan, the number to call is 800-477-1135. All right, John, I wanted to take a look at RMDs. RMDs are something that we get a lot of emails about, and folks tend to ask one big question up top: how do I take them? It's always a variation on that, but RMDs, or required minimum distributions, are yet another complexity when it comes to planning retirement income. So, for those who aren't up to speed, let's just cover the basics real fast. What do we mean when we talk about RMDs?
Well, RMDs basically is what we've done. We save all our money in for our retirement years. All that money is grown tax deferred. We got the tax write-offs. We put it in with our after-tax dollars into an IRA. We got the pre-tax savings if we did it with our 401ks, 403bs. Now all of a sudden we turn 70 and a half, and Uncle Sam has allowed us to put this money in, not pay any taxes on it throughout our lifetimes. Now he wants his chunk before we pass on. So it's a taxable event that a lot of retirees, it's annoying. It's a very annoying tax. A lot of people don't need the money in retirement, which is good. However, there are also a lot of people who they have to take it because they need to supplement their income. But either way, all an IRA is an IOU to the government. Somebody's going to pay taxes on them, whether it's the client, their spouse, or their children when they pass on. So the best way to do it is understanding how the taxable exposure works for them in their situation. And there are alternatives out there. So we can do what we do, Roth conversions. We also do what we call the IRA reboot, which we do quite a bit over for our clients' kit through Section 7702 of the IRS code, where we put it into an IUL. The policy pays the taxes for the client. Even though they pay the taxes, they're still earning interest on that money they send to Washington. So there are a lot of different solutions out there depending on what the client's situation is and what their time horizon is.
Well, the rules around RMDs are nothing new, but it seems that a lot of people on our side are surprised to find out about them. Maybe not about their existence, but how to handle them. Is that your experience as well?
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize it. I mean, we had a lady that came to our last seminar. She was working with a firm up in Oak Brook. It was an unsuitable investment. She had their stuff in REITs. Well, she didn't take an IRA distribution for 2 years. So not only did she not take it, but now Uncle Sam is going to impose a 50% penalty on her for not taking her RMD. And the onus is on her. It's not her tax advisor or her advisor. You have to take these RMDs once we reach the age of 70 and a half. We have to start taking this money out each and every year. So it's all based on our life expectancy. So we take it out at 70 and a half, it starts out at 27.4. So that means if you have $100,000 in your account, you divide it by 27.4, that will tell you how much money you have to pull out that year. So it's roughly around $3,600 in the year you turn 70 and a half. But understand how these RMDs work and how your retirement plans work. Everybody remembers what happened in 2008. when the market had the huge correction. I mean, lost almost 40%.
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of people do not realize is, well, when that happened, it was in the third quarter of the year. But the IRA distribution is based on what was in their account on December 31st of the previous year.
Oh.
So now if your account is down to $60,000, your RMD is based on the $100,000 you had there in the previous December. So it's like adding grease to a slippery slope.
Oof.
And when we lost all that money back in 2008, we did not get to write any of it off on our taxes. The IRS does not incentivize us for losing money within a retirement account. So not only are they forcing us to pull the money out, but they're also forcing us to pull it out on an amount that could be higher the year before. And that's why people, the biggest fear they have is running out of money.
Are there ways to get around that sort of thing happening? Obviously not in hindsight, but with forethought, can you plan ahead to make sure that that sort of thing doesn't happen in your retirement plan?
Absolutely. And the earlier we start, the better. And we do that quite a bit with the reboot programs. And if any of our clients want to call in, we'll do a customized report for them and give them an illustration and show them how we can cut their taxes basically in half by doing it correctly and taking advantage of some of the IRS tax codes.
Well, this seems like the perfect opportunity for folks to call in. The number is 800-477-1135. If you have questions about RMDs, John Kelly can answer those for you and take a look at your entire portfolio. If you need any help with anything we're talking about today, the number is 800-477-1135. 1135. Now, I do have a few more questions about RMDs, but we do need to take a break. So we'll be back in just a minute with more from John Kelly about required minimum distributions. You're listening to the Financial Safari.